When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome back to Post Show Recaps, coverage of What We Do in the Shadows. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host, Lindsay. Lindsay, how you doing?
Doing great. I was raised to be neither charming nor sincere, so I am ready for this episode.
Yeah, I feel like a big slap in the face to musical theater fans from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, no holds barred on that one, on the nerdiness and boring nature of musical theater.
The Laszlo's worst fear come true, that he's a fan of musical theater. I love that Guillermo is like, knows that he accidentally like flubbed by almost saying musical theater as well.
He was supposed to like Keltior.
Another fun episode, I thought. Mm-hmm. Just one this week, but that's okay. The nightclub is open. We're going to have the tale of Richie Suck.
Which we're going to Nadja's and see Richie Suck.
Is mostly half of the thing of Richie Suck is just how Nadja says Richie Suck.
Oh my God, like, absolutely.
Why it's funny. Yes. We get a Fred Armisen appearance. I'm a big fan of Fred Armisen. I know everybody loves Fred, but I do.
Yeah, I feel like he's surprisingly polarizing. I think this is a bit of a sad moment for me in terms of my awareness of television and media, but I mostly think of him as the guy from the Venezuela episode of Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Jail. Also jail.
Straight to jail.
Jail. Also jail. Yeah. Yeah, but that was like the time I loved SNL the most was Fred Armisen stuff. I just think he's like tremendously funny, but I get that and I'm a big Portlandia fan. But I get that he's not everybody's cup of tea, but I think he got membered into Spell today. So there's at least that.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a very tough episode here.
Yeah. And I think the biggest revelation is that the boy is a boy. He's a bigger boy than he was last episode.
He's like 6 or 7 now. And I got to say, just up top, I love Laszlo referring to him as my boy.
My boy.
Throughout the whole episode. So cute. Like, clearly just thinks this is his child.
How can this show, which I said before, like, be so vulgar? Like, extremely vulgar. Like, one of the whole plot lines of this is like trying to find a guy named Richie Suck.
Yes.
Who's a rapper. And also having Nandor try to get the world's biggest penis, negotiating for that. And then also just like have Laszlo holding hands with the boy at the end of the episode and like making me want to cry.
The hand holding grace. Oh my God. I saw the hand holding and I just had to make a note of it because it is so sweet, so cute. My boy, who my he boy. Clearly is accepting in spite of the terrible nature of his boring interests. And he just loves them anyway. And I can't. It's just so cute.
How? This like comedy show that's like talking about the size of penises is just also. Emotionally damaging my heart.
So many layers. It's a very nuanced show, a rich text.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, should we break down the episode?
I would love to. Yes, it's a good one. I'm excited to talk about it. Even just going through it, I'm like, oh, this was good.
Yes. We open, we're at Nodge's at the line. Mm-hmm. Everybody is here. I didn't write them down, but I always love when they like name drop vampires as if we're supposed to know them, but clearly we don't know them. They like, you know, like Dave the Perv or
one of them. I don't think it was Randolph, but I have written Randolph, you old fornicator.
And then when she like is talking about they're presenting the one and only Richie Suck, and she's like, and that guy, he likes, he sucked off Richie Suck, and the guy's like, maybe, you know, who knows.
Yeah, I loved getting just a hint of the discography of Richie Suck and some of the lyrics of his songs, like sucking throat juice like it's Grey Goose. Quality material. He's got bars.
So good. I just would love to be a fly on the wall in the writer's room of them being like, yeah, we're gonna invent Richie Suck and then we have to write like rap lyrics for a vampire.
I truly love the moments in shows like this where you can tell that they just had a million ideas and they were just throwing out a list of hilarious things and they had to choose their like 20 favorites, but they were like, this isn't, we can do more.
I feel like with like the loss of like TV box sets, we feel like we've lost the bonus the deleted scenes of TV that I feel like you feel like Netflix could easily figure out how to like put it in the like, you know, put it into the streaming service, you know.
I would think so, like a behind the scenes situation, so we can get a little bit more stuff, or I feel like we could get more and more takes of Nadja saying absurd lyrics.
Yes, that's all I want. It's just like I like the like line reads where they clearly have just like they get the person to read like 15 different takes and then they pick the ones that like get the best laugh. I want to see what else is out there.
Yes.
So Richie Suck hasn't performed in 10 years. Perhaps he was working on his masterpiece. And then the reveal that the nightclub is just called Nadja's.
Yes, it's so good. It's my club.
She's so excited.
I love that it was her passion project. Now it's named after her. And this is, it has come to life. The guide is all in now. Everybody's in on it. It's Nadja's.
We have not talked about this, I think, even for the preview pod or last week, but this is a top tier TV song intro.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. We haven't touched on it even a little bit, and it's wonderful.
It's the best. It's like one. It's my. It's up there. Could win a bracket, I think.
I think so. It's so good. I love it a lot, and I am sad to say, and I'm sure other people have had the same experience. But I was like, is this an original song? It is very much not. But I really enjoy it.
It's so good. It's so good. It's such like a bop, and it fits the like tone and that it's like jaunty, but it's like about. Killing.
You're dead.
Stay dead.
Yeah, and I love how they juxtapose it with all the pictures of them through time, never changing. Yeah. Incredible.
So good. Like we come back and Nadja's like going through making sure that everybody has to wait to build anticipation, which like as somebody who often shows up early to places where you have to wait in line, this very much was too real. I did not like this.
I did not like this either, but I thought it was a very funny way of building the suspense, building the anticipation of being like, okay, who's ready? Who wants to see him? Like, you'll just have to wait a little bit longer and then pay this guy and then wait a little bit longer after that. Like, woo, we love to wait.
Oh, it annoys me so much. You might know this. I'm a wrestling fan, and wrestling shows notoriously have never started on time. But I also like to be very early and have too much anxiety about going late. So I not only have to go early and wait and be early, and then the show inevitably is late. This was too real, this scene.
That sounds very right to me. To allow people to peek behind the curtain, I was 15 minutes late for this podcast recording. And boy, did I feel bad about it. And did you get a lot of texts?
I didn't feel bad, but you're like, okay, 10 more minutes. And then, you know, I love the Wraith who is like at the door, and she's like, "If they kill you, just have someone come get me, and I'll send another one in your place."
I loved that so much. Like, if any of them start to kill you, let me know so I can replace you.
Not come save you. I'll just yeah. I just need someone to man the door.
Yeah, incredible.
The guide doing setup. We see. Nandor clearly sad about something, and I loved it being like, could you just go over there and pretend like you can't hear the conversation we're happening? Give us some space.
Love that. Yeah, the guide's just like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, for posterity, she's standing right. just far enough away that it's making it look like she can't hear what's going on, but she's reacting the entire time to what's going on with Nandor.
Love a pretend not to hear, you know?
Yes, yes, I love it.
His wife is the perfect woman, Nandor. Mm-hmm. We talked last episode, at the end of last episode, that like a bit surprised that like the djinn was not a mm-hmm. one and done thing, and djinn heavily involved in this episode.
Yes, arguably even more involved, and it sounds as though Nandor is still just blowing through wishes with no regard for how many he has left.
Yes, he's made all the modifications he possibly could make, but it's him who might not be good enough for her.
Yeah, she has the perfect butt, and now she is so perfect that he's worried he's not perfect enough for her, and it's never even occurred to him that maybe he could be modified.
And I like that she says, never too late to improve yourself. And then there's mm-hmm. this just, it's so quick. And he just goes, nice hats.
Yes.
They're both wearing very silly hats.
Yes, multiple. I love that so much. And I don't think I had really registered it before he said that. And I was like, she is wearing two hats.
Another peek behind the curtain. What we do in the shadows is a little bit stingy on their like press photo releases. Mm. And so to get the graphic made in time, I'm often like searching for who has like press access. And I did find this picture of the two of them in hats. And I'm not actually sure whether it will be that one or the other one I sent, but I'm kind of hoping that it's
nice
them
hats.
In their hats. Nice hats. Yeah. So the guide gets a message that Richie Suck has to cancel. Nadja uses her lady voice again, which I think is a recurring bit this season.
I love this, that they've just never even alluded to the lady voice before, and now it is such a part of her character, and I kind of love it.
I love it, too. I like the like making up vampire lore. Mm-hmm. It's really great. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're gonna go find Richie Sick, who apparently lives in a smokestack, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. And his familiar is right there, like, I'm not inviting you in.
It's so good. Dr. Tom, the familiar, played by Fred Armisen. They're gonna do good cop, bad cop, though. And I love the guy is like, no, I'm not a cop, I'm not a snitch, I'm not a narc. No, I'm not doing that.
She's like, it's just pretend. She's like, I'm not even a pretend one.
I'm not even a pretend narc, which is very woke of the guides.
Yes, agreed.
I've thought that this is very clever of like basically Dr. Tom basically being like a manipulative manager and that Reggie Suck has been traumatized by the music business and this whole thing that like it's not like being a vampire that has like ruined this man's life. It's being part of the music business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nadja very astutely says that being manipulated by your familiar is pretty rare among vampires, but extremely common in the music business.
And then we get the Dr. Tom, he's also DJ Tom. Like, aren't you a doctor? He's like, yeah, Dr. DJ Tom.
Yes.
And diagnosed this. He's like, that is a middle finger in my face.
I did love that. Diagnose this. Nadja, a star, honestly.
We see Colin Robinson on YouTube. I thought this was a tremendous I feel like there's a bit of a, when you're talking about how you thought Colin Robinson was going to be used as a baby, that he'd be an energy vampire, I do feel like they missed the mark a little bit in terms of, like, the first two episodes. I feel like I was talking with Josh Wigler today, and he was like, you know, the first episode, I really wish that they were like separated for a bit, because I feel like there was so much mileage in like each of their individual stories. But I do have to say, we have a more grown up version of Colin Robinson, and this, like, him being a YouTube personality is tremendous. A little child who's a YouTube personality.
I found this so incredibly charming. I think without a doubt, this is the best Colin Robinson outing we've had so far. They really were kind of underutilizing him in the first two episodes, I think. And here, this is perfection. And so much of this, I think, feels so real. And that's why I think it's so beautiful at the end when he's like, you know what, you're going to be boring, but you're my boy and it's fine. And let me just hold your hand and be adorable, because this is absolutely what a 6-year-old is like. Like, guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Oh, I love Lazarus. You do not have to say guess what before everything.
It's so good. And I just, I don't know. I think they've really nailed it here. And this is what I was hoping for in a young Colin Robinson. And I don't think I even realized this is what I was hoping for, but this is perfection. It has the sweetness that I had no idea. I thought they were all just going to be like, this Colin Robinson child is horrible and we hate him. But the sweetness is really adding an extra something that I wasn't expecting.
It's so good. It's so cute. It's, and it's also just like, they've just really nailed this like commentary on like kids doing like, basically like, I don't, are you familiar at all with Ryan from yes. Ryan's Toy Reviews? Mm-hmm. I feel like they like totally nailed of like, he's, you know, the like knockoff Ryan. Cause like Ryan's parents are now rich and can like mm-hmm. afford like completely quality videos, and him just be like, this is a village from Infinity Wars.
Yes.
Yeah,
smash that like button and subscribe. It really helps my channel.
And then I do also love Guillermo, who also has some sort of caretaker responsibility, being like, mm-hmm. I just keep buying him shoes and he keeps outgrowing them.
Yeah, so real. And Laszlo just so horrified when he sees this YouTube stuff happening. And I tried my best to write down how he says it. He's like, I wanted him to grow up to be an interesting SOB practicing fine art and culture.
So this is where Guillermo's gonna be like, he's just a normal boy, he's into all these things, and we'll almost say musical theater until Laszlo has to like make him spit it out. He's like, mm-hmm. the lowest of all art enjoyed by the lower wits.
What hath the Dark Lord wrought?
This is a real slap in the face to Oliver. I know Fitzy is a big What We Do in the Shadows fan, and also a fan of musical theater. So apologies mm-hmm. that your own beloved show came for you so hard, Fitzy. I'm so sorry.
So hard. Yeah, and the line of, have you ever seen Rent from you? Not a penny.
So good. And we learned Colin has 2 subscribers, which is
great.
It's
very cute. And he seems very proud of it.
I think we cut back from commercial and he's like, I'm going to expose me to call into danger, namely art theft.
Yes, because he doesn't want him to grow up to be someone with a Sondheim lyric for every occasion, which is also a beautiful, beautiful line.
No more musical and Legos, time to grow up. what is this thing that Colin is trying to explain? I have, Noel, is that, what is this thing?
I he's think it was, yeah.
It's like Lego sorting, I think. Noling?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I looked it up and it's like a way of rotating the pieces or sorting them in such a way that you like have them organized and you kind of know what to do. And Colin's like, yeah, once I did that, I was able to like throw out all the instruction booklets because I just know how to do it now.
Oh, it's amazing. The like Lego enthusiast, Colin Robinson, which like, how is he buying it? It's just amazing. Because you have to assume Laszlo's buying all the Legos. Right? Or maybe I guess Guillermo.
Those are famously expensive. Those famously Lego sets expensive. As well. Yeah.
I'm a bit of a sucker for like a bit where they like, it's very clearly not the person who is the actor, mm-hmm. which we get when Laszlo is showing how to go through the lasers, and it's very clearly yes. like a stunt performer. Mm-hmm. They just never show his face. I'm a sucker for that, where it's very yes. clearly that's absolutely not Matt Berry.
Yeah, I love that so much too. And Colin just says, you're like a big slinky, which is very good.
Laszlo, guess what?
Yeah, guess what? He's like, you don't have to keep saying that. Just say what you want to effing say. And Colin gets like a little bit wounded, as a 6-year-old would. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. What did you want to tell me? And then he just like walks through the laser.
So, you know, Noling. Yeah.
Yeah.
my nieces do not say guess what, but they are. My one niece is in a big Y phase, which is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's an endless amount of whys coming with every answer that I have. Why though? Why that though? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why that though? Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of that. I have many nieces and nephews. They all go through that why stage and a little bit of like, what's that?
Oh, yes. I have a nephew mm-hmm. who's going to, what's that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Noling. Yeah. I'm just looking at what I had looked up earlier. Ideas.lego.com. Lego, not a sponsor, but I think we'd be open to it. The process of arranging related objects in parallel or 90 degree angles as a method of organization.
K-O-N-L-L-I-N-G. Is that correct?
K-N-O-L-L-I-N-G. Yes.
Noling. Are you a Lego person? Have you ever been a Lego person?
When I was a child, I had a large amount of just the like pieces, not mm-hmm. any kits, just a lot of Lego around. Make a lot of towers, you know?
I kind of wish I was a Lego person, and I just don't have the like space for yes. I would make it and then be like, I don't really know what to do with this. There is, Lindsay, did you see the Office Lego
set? I have seen this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued. But then like,
me too.
Where do I put it? Where I don't, exactly. You know, I have no, I'm a millennial who lives in a large city. And I pay a lot of rent for small space.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Exactly. No, I feel like I'm constantly getting rid of things that suggest that I have any interests.
You know what I actually just realized? I presume the best way to store all my Lego would be Noling. So perhaps.
Have I got the organizational system for you?
So Nandor's talking about how he could improve his relationship. I love Guillermo being like, you could like try being a good listener. And he's don't be stupid.
Yeah, he's like, maybe little things like being more present or listening. He's like, no, that's stupid. I wish to have the world's biggest penis.
I should have seen this coming, and yet I absolutely did not, that he would wish for the world's biggest penis.
No.
And I do love this thing of like, oh, you have to be careful because the djinns are tricky. Yes. It's like, he, you know, you don't want to be bit in the ass. Like, he's going to give me a penis that bites me in the ass.
Not so big that it crushes me. And I want it to replace my existing one, not an additional one.
All of their like, little like John. I do like the like Guillermo being Nandor's lawyer. Is like a cute dynamic of being counsel for Nandor. Continually. There's a point where he has something later and Nandor's like, that was very good, Guillermo.
Yes. In the previous episode, we didn't really see the djinn being tricksy like this. It was really just very straightforward of like, I want all my wives back and now I want them to be re-deadened.
Yes. Sometimes I think in like a sitcom, it's like, yeah, we'll play by whatever rules make the most sense for whatever plots we're trying to like,
yes.
Would do. There's a very good, I just love the writing on the show. And just, I feel like, apologies if most people feel like this podcast is just us repeating the funny things we heard on the TV show. I'm not really sorry.
I'm having a good time.
He says, I want to be the richest man in the world. Or this guy who wished to be the richest man in the world. And he ended up like drowning in a sea of coins. And Guillermo goes, yes, irony. And he goes, no, not iron, gold coins.
Gold. Yeah, try to keep up, Guillermo.
Try to keep up. I do love that when Guillermo is very smart, but Nandor demeans him in a way because he doesn't understand what Guillermo is saying.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We come back, we'll chat through the rest of the episode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So we're still in the in the smoke stack, in the smoke tower. Because they're trying to convince him, just do the hits and don't worry about the rest. This is where they offer him a plenty of blood, which Dr. Tom is like, you're not hungry. You don't eat it. You don't eat when you're not hungry.
It's so bad. And this guy's like, oh yeah, and I've also put together like a jazz trio and we want twice as much money and we're only going to do new material, no hits. Sounds like a nightmare of a show.
Can I just say that again, just the writing on the show, calling the jazz band, they're just called the Jazz Man 3. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's a million, again, this, like, I would love to be in the writer's room of all the jazz band names that they come up with, but the funniest one is just to be called the Jazz Man 3. I think is it the Jazz Man 3 or the Jazz Band 3? Either one is very funny, that it's just like, that's just what they are.
Yeah, like how much time did they spend making puns on like horn or the word jazz or sax?
Right.
Sax on the beach, something.
Yeah, and they're just called the Jazz Man 3.
Yeah, incredible. I love it. Sometimes less is more.
I totally agree. Laszlo has thrown Colin Robinson in the dumpster and wants him to kill six rats.
Yeah, he's like, he can't get out until he has killed six rats. And then they open it up and he's just like covered in rats and is super stoked that he found a bunch of discarded playbills.
So funny. He talked about, I don't remember the name, but that there was a helicopter on stage. And once again, just being the most boring person in the world. Great.
There was something about the way that he said it when he was describing it. And he says, like, as Laszlo is slamming down the lid of this dumpster on him, you just hear him go, rope or what have you. And just the idea of a six-year-old being like, or what have you.
What have you.
It's so funny. I love this Colin Robinson. He's so cute.
It's so cute. I'm like a little worried because, like, presumably we have like maybe one more episode if we're like, you know, tracking before we're going to get like awkward teen Colin Robinson, which I think is just going to be a nightmare.
I think we're going to get an awkward teen, and then I think we're also going to get a belligerent teen.
Right. Gosh, there's so much. This is brilliant of them too. I do wish again, like we were a little bit slowed down in the pace of Colin Robinson growing up.
Yes.
But boy, there's so much. You could just see why they were like, yeah, let's do it, because there's so much fun stuff to play with.
Yeah, I think we're aiming for by the end of this, probably it's just back to normal Colin Robinson that we used to know, and Laszlo having to deal with that.
Yes. But boy, it's going to be adorable along the way.
So cute.
Nandor's continuing to negotiate. I like, he would like it to be in the usual place, not in a briefcase or on his chin.
And the djinn just jotting this down like, oh my god. He's like, okay, not on chin. And then he has his own little talking head, just like last week, where he's like, the questions, it happens all the time. People always do this, but I gotta say, I've never dealt with someone this detail oriented.
I like that he admits it's a little annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what they are doing is correct, but very annoying.
Yes, so good. And there's also this whole exchange, and again, we're just repeating the whole plot or every line. There's a moment where he's like, I don't want it to crush me, and the djinn goes like, but what about a mouse?
What about a mouse? Yeah,
he's like, a mouse for a penis? I don't think so.
But he does want it to be big enough that it could crush a mouse.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
Nadja goes back to see Richie. He likes them better. So the guy they're at the venue. And the guy gets told to go distract Tom. And it's like, not even like on, like, it's like as the camera's turning and it's basically in the background, and she goes, Jazz, what is jazz? The like level of like the show is doing stuff even when like barely anybody is listening is amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. She calls him, a word I won't repeat it, but for collaborating, it's like you're being very weak. You had bars back in the day and you need to speak your truth.
Yes, I love this pep talk from Nadja. Who knew that she had this in her? I mean, she didn't use her lady voice. She just spoke directly into his soul of like, take back your life. And I loved when she's like, show me those fangs, wear them with pride, baby.
I do love the eventual turn of Richie Sec, basically getting rid of Tom, but not being exactly what Nadja wanted. More negotiations, no substitution of whale or other species.
Yes, I like that you have in your notes more negotiations. In my notes, it says more penis stuff, period.
More penis stuff. Need to be able to perform comfortable activities. No new clothes. He's like, come on, 90% of my job is penis enlargement, and most people love to buy my clothes. Which this was bad negotiation tactics, I think, from yes. Guillermo should have been on this, I think.
I agree. Like, most people don't mind buying new clothes to accommodate their new package. And then he also had the note of he wants to be able to do daily activities like walking, skipping, and crossing his legs. I love that skipping has to be in there. Like, that's a daily activity.
Xander feels like a bit of a skipper. Yeah.
I could see him skipping quite often, yes.
Yeah. But his wife comes downstairs. We're not doing anything, just normal business stuff.
Yeah, everything's fine. It's business.
And then she's like, yeah, we'll go see Richie Sec. He's like, all right, let's talk balls.
Yeah, we are very much not done.
We see Laszlo is looking sad. And he tells about how he loved his nanny and his piano, and his father took both of them and sent him off to boarding school. So he learned not to trust his father. But Gizmo is right. I do love that Laszlo also calls Guillermo Gizmo.
I do too.
One of my favorite things.
Cute.
Yeah. That Colin is going to be incredibly boring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they have this whole moment that I referenced at the beginning, you're raised to be charming, not sincere, which is from Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim. And they have this whole exchange back and forth where Laszlo is like, you know what, why don't we F off with your plan to do Lego stuff and go see Richie Suck? And that's where I have written, the handholding is so cute. I just like, this so moment cute. Is so cute. The whole thing is so adorable where Laszlo is just having this reckoning where he's like, yeah, he's going to be boring. And this is just who he is. And this is still my boy.
I think it's like, I think, you know, we came into the season being like, I think both of us had like Laszlo pretty low in our like rankings, and just like, he has incredible highs, like Jackie Daytona.
Yep.
It's some of the best stuff I've ever seen on TV. But he feels a little, I don't know. He's just like, sometimes he feels so one note sometimes, I think. And then this season they're like, well, we heard you. We will fix that. He will absolutely not be one note, and will be like the most adorable father figure you've ever seen in your this show. It's a very old vampire here, of an energy vampire baby.
Yes,
and it's adorable.
It's so cute. And I think you're absolutely right where he is a bit one note. And I think he has a line maybe in like season two or something where he's like, I became a vampire to suck blood and F forever. And right. I think that is absolutely his entire character for a lot of the show, Jackie Daytona notwithstanding. And I think here, and even in the last season, honestly, when he knew what was going to happen to Colin Robinson and he was trying to give him a good last however long, at the end of his life, I was like, there's something very endearing about this. And he was giving such charming speeches on his birthday and just was really present in a way that is very sweet, especially in hindsight. And then this is just beautiful in spite of itself. Like, this show shouldn't be so beautiful.
It should not. It absolutely should not. We didn't mention this show got nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, good.
In an outstanding comedy series.
Know that.
That's fine. No other nominations, which is a bit disappointing, but yeah, it gets best outstanding comedy.
Wow, justice for the cast.
I know, but yeah. all right, so we're gonna have the balls in proportion.
Yes. This is the moment where Guillermo saves the day for everyone else, where he's like, oh my god, and like, just as they're about to seal the deal, he's like, you can't give him the world's largest penis by making everyone else's smaller. And the djinn is just like, yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna do.
So, I mean, just an interesting thought experiment I would like to run through is that 90% 90% of the djinn's job is penis enlargement. And so you have to assume many a people have said, okay, just give me a and then just made their wish, right? And therefore you have to assume that the djinn has made everybody's penis in the world smaller. So after, presumably everybody's penis just keeps getting smaller and smaller.
So everyone thinks that they just have this like dysmorphia about it, but it's really the work of an evil djinn.
It's the work of an evil djinn. I mean the logic tracks, I think, here.
I think there's no other explanation.
Well, I guess there could be all the times in which he gives them a whale's penis
or on his chin.
It's on his chin. There's other ways to give him the world's largest penis.
Well, most of these guys have probably just been crushed.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to be looking out on the news for anybody who's been crushed. And I'll know.
Mysterious crushing incident.
I'll know what they mean. I'll know. yeah, he's like, this is part of the job. I teach lessons about greed and desire by effing with your wishes. And he's like, it's like he thanks the djinn, and Gabriel's like, you could have just thanked me for catching it. Like, you're so needy. And every time I use my penis, I'll think of you, Guillermo.
Yes, and it's so funny, just like, oh my god, you're so needy. Thank you, Guillermo.
Thank you, Guillermo.
Yeah. Did you feel like, so just to say that he says, I'll think of you every time, did you feel like this was a bit telegraphed where we were going with this, or were you surprised?
I was very surprised. Yeah.
Okay. So I have this written down. Yeah. I wrote it down. I was like, this feels like this is where we're headed with This Is My Wish.
It's definitely part of the wish. Yeah. No, I didn't see it coming at all. No.
All right.
Yeah. He gets it. He's, excuse me for a moment. He looks at it and offers everybody else to look at it.
It's so funny. He says it so earnestly, too, where he's like, Guillermo, come check out the size of this unit.
So we're back at Nadja's. We're at the club. The vampires are ferociously booing the jazz.
Yes, they hate it so much. They're demanding Richie suck. And yeah.
Yeah. And then this is where Nander comes in, and he's annoyed because every time he uses it, he thinks of Guillermo.
No, I felt like it was a bit telegraphed just for me, I guess, just because of how quickly they say it, of like, or I guess the djinn says, this is your wish. And he also has a bit of a reaction. I wanted to go back and check before we hopped on, but I didn't actually do it. But I feel like he has a face of like, that's what you're wishing for. I'm like, yes, I found my loophole.
It's very clever. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. But,
so once again, though, the djinn is not gone and the wife is not gone.
No.
Sticking around, which is fine. The wife doesn't show up that much in the episode, but presumably they'll have more storylines. They want to explore this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love this that he's like, oh, I like think of you every time. And then he goes, yeesh. And then Cameron goes, oh, it's not yeesh.
Yeah, Guillermo has a rough episode after rebuilding his confidence. He's very much like just doing Nandor's bidding, and no follow up to whoever was on the phone last episode as well.
True, yeah, nothing about that. I didn't even think of it. So yeah, so hopefully we'll get some more of that soon.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that rewatching it, I was surprised by like how quickly in the shit, like in episode one, they're doing Baron stuff, and they get talked about like basically the beginning and end of each season. They have this like through storyline, and they kind of like mostly leave it alone throughout the season, and they do these like these bottle episodes almost. And then this, I was like surprised that like how much stuff seems to be sort of like carrying through, in a sense. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was thinking, it struck me a little bit as if they were trying to allude back to the like Guillermo's in love with Nandor stuff that they have sort of hinted at a little bit, where it was like, oh, Guillermo, you want to see? And he's like, no, and like quickly gets out of there. And it's a little bit like, hey, it's not yeesh that you like think of me now. And so I wondered about that a little bit, of like, oh, this feels like a bit of stepping backwards in that plot line.
If we're going to get like a Guillermo coming out story, like if that's, cause that's what I presume. I don't know, it'd be very interesting. Taika Waititi was also executive produced Our Flag Means Death, which turned out to be like a very LGBTQ a show. There's a little bit of Taika controversy recently. He like got asked at a Thor and Love and Thunder thing of like, how gay is the movie? And he kind of like turned to Natalie Portman to answer. And then she was like, super gay. And like the movie is like, kind of gay, basically. Right. The gayest Marvel movie for sure, but not like super gay. So I feel like there's a bit of like Taika backlash at the moment, but and not that he's like, I don't know how involved in the show he is, but it'd be interesting if like Guillermo coming out is a thing, or whether it'll be like once he's out, whether like, this is who I'm with, like, but I do think there could be like Nandor jealousy, which I think could be fun in terms of like flipping the script a little bit on their relationship, in terms of like Guillermo's been so needy, perceived to be needy from Nandor, but it will change. That dynamic will change, I think.
I think that is a very good call. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And I think that that could have a lot of material too. I was thinking about it like, I haven't yet watched Our Flag Means Death. I've heard only good things, but I remember, I feel like, wasn't it Taika Waititi that said, like, people keep saying this is a bromance, but let me be clear, this is a romance.
It is a romance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I could see that very, very easily.
And that could be fun if, like, Nandor is, like, jealous of Guillermo, and then every time he goes through this, I was, like, thinking about
it. Oh, my God.
And it's, like, I'm not jealous of you, but, like, I think this is, like, a problem.
Stop thinking of you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And potentially where like we could see that like his wishes keep like backfiring in a way, until like, again, there's going to be the moment where he makes a wish that like Mm-hmm. He really wishes it's going to be his last wish, right?
Yes, and it's going to be one that he, yeah, exactly. He wants to reverse it, and all hell's going to break loose on this, I think.
Yeah. There's another great moment here for Guillermo when, like, Dr. Tom gets, like, introduced by Richie, and Guillermo's like, "Woo, familiars, yeah."
Yeah, exactly, and he does it, and he's just, like, not joined by anyone.
So sad. Yeah, he collaborated on some new songs, the Jazz Band 3, and he isn't going to do them. And he chucks Tom into the crowd, who gets eaten.
Yeah, eat that bee.
It's great. Yeah. But instead, he wants to do some observational comedy.
This is so funny, where he's like, you know, I had basically alluding to Nadia saying, like, speak your truth, be yourself, free yourself. And he's like, you're absolutely right. Like, I need to be me. And me is someone who has, like, a really mediocre type five.
You ever been, like, flying around as a bat and then, like, just get, like, hit by a drone?
So relatable, honestly.
You never have to do the dishes as a vampire. No, they're all just skin and bones. This is great.
It's so good. This is more of that. I'm sure there are tons of outtakes of what kind of comedy can you work into this set.
I want to hear an actual... I would watch a whole Netflix special that was like a vampire doing stand-up. I would watch that.
Yeah, honestly, and I know you and I have both talked about that line. I think it's from the movie where it's just like the line that sort of speaks to what this show is about, where it's like, you haven't washed the dishes in 400 years. Like, yes. I think that's like a rich area for this type five.
Agreed. Totally agree. Yeah. Household chores. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Things are like, people are upset until Colin starts singing a musical, doing some musical theater numbers.
Yeah, it wasn't totally clear. Who was the person who pushes Nadia and Richie off the stage?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Someone was pissed and just pushed them off the stage. And Nandor and Guillermo instantly are rushing toward Nadia. But Laszlo is just like, I've lost Colin. Like, it's the only interest is in Colin.
Colin also very much loves Richie Sec earlier.
Yes.
Loves him. But apparently vampires love novelty acts. They're
specifically child novelty acts.
Transfixed by the youth and innocence they lost. Yeah. And yeah, others love
possibly,
how. Yeah, go.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say possibly how creepy and exploitative it is. And Nadia like points at herself like, this guy. I love that.
That's the end. It's great.
Yeah, baby Colin Robinson is going to keep her club in business, so she is here for this.
Well, we'll see, because he grows very fast.
Very wholesome also, this performance by baby Colin Robinson, where he's very cute doing this. I can see being charmed.
The tap dancing them, I think, is he like tap dancing using like beer like bottle caps, is that what they're, or he just has tap dancing shoes?
Maybe he just has tap shoes. I feel like every child who's obsessed with musical theater would be very keen to have a pair of tap shoes.
Yeah, that's fair. This was a very wholesome episode, which is hilarious because it's counteracted with the whole storyline about negotiating for the world's biggest penis.
Yeah. It's like fully half the episode, and then the other half we're like, it's so sweet.
Good kid. What a treat. What a delight.
Yeah, an absolute delight. Yeah, I really loved it. I'm thinking maybe I enjoyed this the most of all three so far.
Yeah, I don't know that it had, like, there's some very funny lines. I don't know if anything is as funny to me as get the zoomies out while he has a candle on his head.
The candle on his head. Yeah, true. Episode one, really a gold.
Yeah. But this was very strong. This was very good. You know what? I'm like a big Fred Armisen fan, and I felt like Fred Armisen was a little underutilized in this, in this episode. Being Dr. Tom, I feel like they didn't really like, he was not as like zany as I feel like he can be, which is maybe what people don't like about Fred Armisen. So
I think that's right. Like, he's barely anything in this. He's just like, no, you don't need that right now. I'm not letting you in. Like, he is quite underutilized. And I don't think I had thought about that.
His funniest line, I think, for me is like when she's like, diagnose this. He's like, yeah, that's a middle finger in my face.
In my face.
To me, that's like the bit is funny of like musical people in the music business getting like abused by the familiar. Mm-hmm. But I will like probably forget about Dr. Tom. And that, I think that's the other funny part, is that his name is DJ Dr. Tom.
Yes. I think that part of it, easily the most forgettable part of this episode.
Yeah,
that whole
totally,
Dr. Tom storyline.
Yeah. Richie Suck being a rapper and then social comedy. But overall I very much enjoy. I think I would probably agree it's probably the best episode of the season so far.
Mm-hmm. Very strong. Yeah. Great stuff.
And boy, just pulled on the heartstrings.
I know. Oh my gosh. I just love it so much.
All right. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, Lindsay, what do you got going on?
We just this week put out our finale episode of BoJack Horseman over on BoJack Horse Pod. So people can go listen to that. There were some big feelings. And yeah, go check that out over on BoJack Horse Pod. You can also hear me talking about Futurama over on the podcast of tomorrow.
Amazing. I am covering a few things. The Old Man with Philly, Blackbird with Ariel, as well as weekly movie coverage with Ariel. This week we covered Cha-Cha Real Smooth, the Apple TV movie, which was, I thought it was quite good. And sports over on Rob as a Podcast with the Offspeed Podcast. I'm on Twitter at Hi From Grace. I think that's it. Until next week. Bat.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.